Good morning. You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. We're at Services in 2018, and we're in the Dixie Group space. I'm here with T.M. Knuckles, the president of the residential business, and with Dan Phelan, the head of marketing for Hard Surface, right?
That's correct, Kemp. Yeah.
Good afternoon, Kemp.
Good to see you guys. So let's real quick talk first about the brands that we have in the space. And then, you know, in a minute, I want to talk about one of the more exciting things is this wood product you have back here. But many people know for a long time, Dixie has three core brands. They have Dixie, Maslin, and Fabrica. And so tell us first, Tim, if you would, you've been with this company now for about a year, right?
About a year now, that's right, Kemp.
All right, so tell us how business was in 17.
We had a good 17, you know. We had a lot of new great product introductions in 2017. In all of our divisions, we had Dixie Home, Maslin, and Fabrica. In addition to carpet, we entered the hard surface market in 2017 with luxury vinyl in our Dixie Home and Maslin lines. We had a good start to those programs. We got displays out, reached about 1,300 or 1,400 dealers, and started to get some traction in that market.
Okay. And so the traffic at this show is really strong. It's kind of given us an indication that 18 is probably going to be a good year, don't you think?
Well, we're excited about 18. Again, 17 was a good, strong year for us. We saw growth in both soft and hard surface. 2018, we see more of the same. We see the economy doing well. Consumer sentiment is good. We think there's a lot of positive momentum that we can build on and have a good, strong 2018.
All right. So one of the things most people know, Dixie's on the upper end on the carpet side and has beautiful styling. You are a branded nylon house for a lot of what you sell. And so tell us, you were telling me a minute ago, 140 new SKUs you're introducing in 18, is that right?
I think if you put all of our carpet styles together and our luxury vinyl expansion and our wood program, you put all those together, we're over 150 new products for 2018. Now, if we talk about soft surface, we are expanding our Dixie Home line. We've got our Lifestyles program where we do some nylon and some Stainmaster, a little bit of polyester, but nylon really is the focus there. Our main Dixie Home line, we've got Stainmaster introductions, including Luxurel products as well as Pet Protect products. And we're trying to go toward the heavier face weights, upper end of Pet Protect, to create more differentiation and new looks and better goods, higher price points for the retailers. Mm-hmm. We think about Maslin. We're really trying to stretch the envelope in Maslin a little bit. We've got Pet Protect styles that really push the envelope from a styling standpoint. We've got some beautiful patterns and some nice new cut piles for Maslin, really pushing price points up. Also exciting in Maslin, we're launching our Maslin Energy line. This is a commercial product line sold by the residential sales force through the retail community. And this is a program we've had success with in the past for Maslin, and we look forward to having more success in the future going forward. Fabrica, it's our highest end line. We've got some beautiful new nylon introductions, really using luster and dyeability to create different looks and unique styling. And we've gotten great reception to those products, so we're excited to get those out.
On Fabrica, is that nylon and wool, or just it's a mix, isn't it?
Well, we have nylon. We have nylon introductions, and for Fabrica and Maslin, we have new wool introductions for 2018. So we have a lot going on.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're also expanding our Dixie Home luxury vinyl program and our Maslin luxury vinyl program. We've got 8 new styles in each line coming out with new looks, new colors. Painted beveled edge, which we see as a hot trend for luxury vinyl. So we're excited to get those products out.
Yeah.
And then obviously we've got the Fabrica wood program that we're kicking off this year.
Okay, well, you know, I got to tell you real quick before we move to the hard surface product is I was with Phil Koufidakis yesterday, and he was telling me how his business, he keeps moving to upper and upper and upper end, and is doing real well, and he just loves what he's, because he focuses on Fabrica, and he's got a great piece of business out in Phoenix with that product.
Well, Phil is a high-end retailer. He caters to a high-end clientele. It's a perfect fit for our programs and our brands. Phil's a good friend and a wonderful partner at retail, so we appreciate it.
All right, Dan, let's. I'm really interested because I'm seeing what's behind us here, and it looks fantastic. And, you know, I don't think you just went to somebody and say, put us in the wood business. It looks like you have spent a lot of time, and you not only have wood that goes on the floor, but decorative wood that goes on the wall. Tell us a little bit about it.
That's true, Kemp. We've been working on this for more than a year, try to get it right. We really, our first iteration, we went out and talked to our customers, and really where we topped out last year, in our first go-round, that is really where we begin, and we've gone up from there. In quality, in selection, we have over 70 SKUs. 30 for the walls and 40 for the floors, a variety of product from three different vendors, one in Europe, one in Canada, one here domestically. So it's really a wide range of product and product offering that fits the Fabrica branding, best in class, very unique and different.
I'm glad you pointed that out. I mean, this is a Fabrica branded wood product, and it's for the floors and the walls. And you have some, I've looked at it, some gorgeous, it looks like a range of species, and you get even some painted, looks. So tell us just a couple more details, if you would.
Sure. In our flooring products, we really start off with a true French oak. Baltic birch, 7-layer, you have to have a stable substrate to be in the engineered wood business. 7 inches wide, there are 7 different colors, but available in both plank and then in parquet, so you can do some really neat things as far as a chevron or a box pattern, all sorts of different things. Really, that's a half-inch platform. We move up to a 5/8-inch platform with a 4-millimeter face in both red oak and also walnut. Excuse me, walnut's one of our colors in maple. Maple is a very hardy wood. We get that from our partners in Canada. Beautiful looks, very very clean. They're both select programs and select, select wood is select wood. It's a very rarefied air, very beautiful product. From there, you roll into the things that will coordinate with the wall pieces, I'm sure we'll talk about here in a minute, but from a flooring perspective, a 3/4-inch product, 9 inches wide, engineered, and really meant to go with what we have in walls. And in wall coverings, we call them decors. We have really 5 different colorations with 6 of the same patterns in all 5 products. So that way it allows the customer to do that feature wall, to combine some of, frankly, what are meant for walls into a floor application. We really have some neat stuff.
You pointed out a minute ago, and I was just at Domatex a couple weeks ago, the box look and the herringbone look. I mean, there's a lot of people that are moving back to those types of floors that were put into castles 300-400 years ago, and you've got them here, you're offering them here, right?
We do, we do. We think there's something special. The wall decor business is not relegated just to shiplap, and let alone the cheap stuff. There's some class, sophistication and some elegance that we feel we're going to offer to the marketplace.
It looks like you guys have been busy this year.
Well, we've had a lot going on, Kent, but it's exciting. We're looking for opportunities to grow. Things are going well. We want to keep the momentum going.
Yeah, it's great to visit with you. Again, been talking to T.M. Knuckles and Dan Phelan here in the Dixie space at Surfaces 2018, and you've been watching Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.
Thanks, Kent.